practice today. Let's go.
Oh, that's it.
Say pee-pee.
From Quest Diagnostic Training Center here in East Rutherford, New Jersey, it's Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. We wrap up week number one here in early August. Hi, everybody. Mike Crispino along with Amani Toomer. The Giants' perfect weather to wrap up their first week. The exhibition game will be next week. The preseason really begins in Pittsburgh. Today, they focused on red zone offense, some two-minute drills, and also some blitz pickup, which was pretty important, obviously, with Eli Manning back there and some younger running backs, Amani. But as you look at these first 8 days of practice, you get through that first week. Can you start to tell what we're seeing with this team and what you're actually going to start developing as week two comes into fruition?
I don't know if you can tell what you're going to get out of this team throughout the season, but what you're doing is you're seeing people set themselves up for position battle, set like the younger guys getting an opportunity to show the coaches that they can not only understand what's being taught to them, but translate it over onto the field to give them enough trust in these players to give them an opportunity to see what they can do when it comes to these when the bright lights come on in the preseason games, get an opportunity to make this team.
All right. Well, Coach Coughlin was in Canton, Ohio last night for the Hall of Fame induction of Bill Parcells. The ceremony and speeches obviously left a deep impression on Tom Coughlin.
Bill Parcells' talk, which was an outstanding talk, but what he did at the end when he talked about the locker room, that was a huge message there. You know, not only for athletics, for life, you know, for the world that we live in. You know, you have all different kinds of guys from all different backgrounds, all different races and creeds and whatever. And they come together, and the one thing that works is if everybody's there for the same purpose, for the common good. And I thought that was a very, very good statement. He went further when he talked about the dark side. You know, when you had the pockets of people in that situation in the locker room that won't let things progress because they're constantly pointing the blame at somebody else rather than right back where it should be. So I thought it was a good experience.
First time Tom Coughlin had been to an induction of the Hall of Fame at Canton, Ohio. And you've been in locker rooms 13 years in this league. It isn't always perfect. That's what Bill Parcells was alluding to. Tell me about some of those experiences.
Well, when I first came to the Giants, we were not a very good team. And there were pockets where people, I don't know if the main goal of people, most of the guys on the team, was to win. Sometimes it was to be on the cover of some magazine or to be Broadway, the second coming of Broadway Joe. But when Tom Coughlin came, he brought a level of professionalism and a level of focus, not only to the starters, but to the players that are in the bottom half of the team that sometimes can, you know, to detract from the actual stars if they're not as focused as, say, a starter would be.
All right, well, a lot of battles going on, of course, in any training camp. One of the major ones on the offensive line, David Deal, the right tackle, the incumbent. He's been around for a decade plus, but he's ready for the fight of his life for his position.
It's not the first that time they ever drafted anybody, and it's not going to be the last as long as I play. And that competition only pushes you to be harder and pushes you to the limits to earn everything. But, yeah, I mean, regardless of those circumstances, you know, I didn't play my best football last year. I'll be the first one to say it. You got to look in the mirror and judge yourself. And now that I'm healthy, now I feel the way that I do, I know I'm able to go out there and play up to my capabilities. And all my coaches, all the teammates I've had, you know, they knew what I was going through last year. You want to tell yourself that you're 100%. You try to lie to yourself. But, you know, as an offensive lineman, as a football player, you'll play through anything. I mean, in order to get me off the football field, you're going to have to shoot me.
David Deal talking about Justin Pugh, who was drafted by the Giants, of course. And, you know, he looks good. He looks like he's in the best shape of his life. I think his eating habits may have changed.
Hey, they have to have changed. You know, as you get older, you don't shed the pounds quite as quickly. And I know Dave Deal was a guy who always had to eat to keep on his weight. But I think that once he sees that the Giants have almost moved on because of the fact that they did draft Pugh, you got to change something. You can't go in the training camp exactly the same as you were last year if you weren't healthy.
Yeah, he's 6'5", 300. He is motivated. That's David Deal. Coming up next, a new weapon for Eli Manning has a signature moment here at training camp as we continue Giants training camp live from East Rutherford. We're at the Quest Diagnostic Training Center.
It's time for our Giants training camp play of the day. In the two-minute drill, Eli Manning back to throw, and Brandon Myers gets behind the defense, beating Aaron Ross in the secondary for the long touchdown ending practice. That's our New York Giants training camp play of the day.
Welcome back to Giants training camp live. The Giants like to end their practices with a two-minute drill, try to get in field goal position. Brandon Myers took it in for six. Tom Coughlin happy to see that Myers could be an impact player.
It's a nice adjustment. You know, when he threw it obviously where the defender wasn't, which made him really make a very, I thought was a radical adjustment because of the wind, and he made the catch, so it's good.
So Brandon Myers obviously was with the Oakland Raiders, made a lot of catches last year, starting to make a little bit of an impression here. Looks like in watching the drills, Amani, he gets down the field pretty well and finds some spaces in the defensive secondary.
Yeah, and this is a great opportunity for him. And with this type of offense, you know, we need somebody in the middle that can affect the coverage, that cover two, getting out of that cover two. Brandon Myers, the guy who has been successful at the Raiders, 79 catches last year and four touchdowns. I think one of the things that he brings is that experience of being successful. Now, you got the two young guys that haven't had the Larry Donald and Adrian Robinson that don't have that experience. So they have one guy who is ready and ripe, and you got two guys in the wings waiting to become as consistent as Brandon Myers is.
Yeah, a big part of the tight end position, obviously, is blocking, and Myers was asked about that part of the game.
I mean, obviously, last year I didn't block as well as I'd like to, but coming here with an organization like the Giants, with the coach, with the quarterback, the winning tradition, it was important for me to come here to be able, like I said, be an every down tight end. That's the tight end's job, is the block and run routes. So, you know, I try to do that, you know, and get better at everything I do, you know, each and every day.
His catching ability is going to open things up for the wide receivers, but you got to block. The Giants need to run the ball better. Can he get better in a training camp like this?
I think he can, because Mike Pope, the tight end coach, he does some different types of blocking styles that become really effective. He makes some pass-catching tight ends that aren't ordinarily known for being blockers and makes them into effective blockers or sometimes even dominant blockers in the case of a Jeremy Shockey and Dan Campbell. So he's done it before. I've seen him do it before. It's just now Brandon Myers is going to have to figure out a different way to be successful, not only catching the ball but actually blocking as well so that he can stay on the field and not coming off the field on first and second down.
Yeah, that's important. Adrian Robinson, we've talked about him before, wears number 81, big man. Played two games for the Giants last year, mostly special teams, getting a lot of reps at tight end as well. Here's Adrian on what he learned last year as a Giant.
You know, being a rookie last year, coming in, I didn't really know much about releases and blitzes and reading coverages and just overall, you know, being a professional. And Martellus helped me out a lot with that. So did Bear, and, you know, even this year, Brandon Myers is helping me out some. So, yeah, I'm trying to learn from everybody.
So more new faces for the Giants at the tight end position. It's kind of been going that way the last three or four years under Coach Tom Coughlin, and Mike Pope's always able to adapt to that. Here's Coach talking about the different looks and the different players in that tight end position.
First of all, there's talent at the tight end position, and he works and works and works on it, and he makes it. You know, they got the tight end coach, Mike Pope, works hard with those guys and to teach them the concepts that are involved, and eventually you start to get a handle on what we're doing. So, yeah, we've had some people come and go, and we've had some guys that have had to play, you know, and within 1 year learn what's going on, and no different here again. But we do have two or more young guys that have been listening to this stuff for a while, and you say, come on, let's go. How many times you got to hear this?
In this position of tight ends here, we have a revolving door on our office and meeting room because players continue to come through here. And that's a fun thing for me, though. I never look at that as saying, oh, geez, we just got this guy trained and he went somewhere and became a multimillionaire. That's our job here. But the challenge of teaching and coaching these young guys and putting them in the program is a lot of fun. It's a lot of time. Why I still do this is exactly that. Is training and getting these young guys to do some things that possibly they could never have done before. It's fun to watch that.
Mike Pope, the only coach on the Giants coaching staff, he's been here over 20 years, to have coached in all four Super Bowl victories. Boy, the tight ends over the last few years, they've all seemed to be productive, and they're all new, and they all go other places. I think that's a credit to Mike Pope and the coaching staff.
It is, but you got to give also great credit to Jerry Reese, the guy who brings in the talent so that Mike Pope can mold them. I think Mike Pope is a guy who's definitely got a lot out of players that probably went other places and haven't done as well. It just shows you what kind of coaching ability, how he understands the real position of tight end, which and understands how to get these guys and to have the most out of their careers.
Yeah, a guy like Brandon Myers now, how can he help the wide receivers in the way he plays?
Well, the thing about it is that cover two defense is a killer for the receivers on the outside. It makes the middle of the defense where the tight ends usually roam, and that makes that the area that is attackable. The outside becomes effectively a double covers on both of the wide receivers. So it's just one of those things where if this is tight end position can be a consistent, I don't care about the numbers, I just want consistent game, then that can really show you what this offense really could be.
All right, we're looking forward to that. And when we're looking forward to more of Giants Training Camp Live, we'll meet Cullen Jenkins, well-traveled defensive tackle around the NFL. Stay tuned. We're back to Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, just outside MetLife Stadium. That's where the Giants have been getting ready for the 2013 campaign. Mike Crispino along with Imani Toomer, and we get back to it. Some of the new faces around Giants camp, we're going to meet them, introduce you to them. Cullen Jenkins is a defensive tackle, 10-year veteran out of Central Michigan, 7 years with Green Bay, two most recently with the Philadelphia Eagles. He was a member of the 2010 Super Bowl champions. Let's meet Cullen Jenkins.
Cullen Jenkins was signed in the offseason by the Giants to help bolster their defensive line. Entering his 10th year in the National Football League, Jenkins spent the first 7 years with the Green Bay Packers and the last two with the Eagles. Jenkins has made a name for himself in the league with 38.5 sacks.
Well, Cullen Jenkins has been a good player we've faced for a long time, and he's very disruptive, whether it's playing the run or the pass. He makes plays all over the field, and he's quite a talented player that we're happy to add to our defensive line.
And we're joined by Cullen Jenkins. Cullen, talk about this first week of camp for you with the New York Giants and how you're acclimating so far.
It's been a fun experience so far. You know, getting used to the team here has been, it's been a pretty easy transition. You know, being that I've been with Coach Nunn from, you know, the past in Green Bay, and, you know, just coming in, you know, atmosphere, a lot of veteran guys. So, you know, everybody's really helped me feel a part of the team.
All right. Your role with this team, how do you envision your role with this team?
I'm just being versatile. You know, basically what I've been doing my whole career, you know, being able to play inside, outside, you know, whether they need me, you know, to play against the run, play against the pass, just pride myself on being able to help out whenever, wherever.
One of the things that you've done very well is rush the quarterback from the inside, 38.5 career sacks. Is that an area in which they want to sort of take what you do well and try to get more of it?
Absolutely, you know, especially with, you know, the ends they have here, you know, Jason, Tuck, Kiwi, you know, they get great pressure off the edge, and, you know, I'm just trying to come in and help, you know, get that push up the middle. You know, Linville's doing a great job, and, you know, if I can just help them get the push to help the ends out, you know, it would be great.
When you come into a new group, as you are, how tough is it to get the communication part? And I don't mean necessarily the verbal stuff, but some of the nonverbal stuff, just to work off each other well.
It's always difficult. You know, you try to build relationships with guys over time, you know, especially, you know, in the pass rush situation. So, you know, if you can get to the point where you can just give a guy a look, you know, or, you know, set something up a couple plays before, You know, that's always works out the best. So, you know, it's something we have to just rep out, and, you know, we have to get it in the practice time and, you know, off the field in the meeting room and, you know, just have that constant communication so that when we get to game time, we're comfortable.
Do we in the media and as fans maybe get a little too swept up in sacks and stuff like that? It really comes down to stopping the run first, doesn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, the sack number is, you know, it depends on a lot of things. You know, it can depend on, you know, the lead you have throughout the game and, you know, the down and distance. But, you know, if you're not stopping that run and getting the sticks in your favor, you know, the sacks aren't going to come.
Colin, we appreciate a couple minutes. Welcome to the Giants.
All right, thank you, and thanks for having me.
Colin Jenkins with Bob Papa. He's been in 125 games in this league, 98 starts, so he is a veteran presence. He's also got the best beard, I think, in camp.
Yeah, that was pretty scraggly.
That was up. That was about 8 inches.
I didn't even know that was real for a second.
Can you get it to go that far?
Me? No, probably not.
I didn't think so. But I think he's going to be a great addition. I like his personality, and he's got some talent.
Yeah, no, he's definitely been productive everywhere he's went. You're kind of curious why he keeps bouncing around, but anytime you can get a good guy in the middle to stop the run like the Giants didn't do last year, it's always a good addition to our team.
Yeah, no question they've got to improve in their run defense. No question about it. All right, so week one in the books, so to speak, 8 camp training camp practices. Let's check out some of the sights and sounds of Giants training camp.
What up, though? Hello, everybody out there. How you doing?
Come on. There we go, D. There we go, Dave.
That's it. Good job, Brent. Go ahead. You still got time, but you still on top.
Okay.
If you go out, you're going to lunge. The linebacker's going to pull you through.
Got to go up.
All right, go up. Everything is up. Everything is up. Step the contact. I want to feel the leverage.
You said don't drive.
I didn't say drive, but at least lift.
Hit those two bars. There you go. Now drive it. Next.
Go.
Got to get you safety over there. Well, somebody's got to set an edge.
That's
over
my fault,
there. No, but still, y'all working together. You see what I'm saying? He saw that you weren't over there, so he's got to be able to know the formation also.
Make it look right.
We got to be smart. We got the pads on. We got to be very smart and do the right thing and get each other ready to play. Get our team ready to play.
Sights and sounds of Giants training camp week one in the words of Tom Coughlin as well. We'll return in just a moment. We'll take a deeper look at the linebackers. We'll get into the 50s. 51, 52, 53, 54, 55. Who's wearing the numbers? Where are they on the depth chart? Giants training camp live continues. It's fueled by Hess. Giants training camp live is fueled by Hess. A look at absolutely gorgeous field and a perfect day to wrap up week one of the 2013 training camp for the New York Giants, coming off a 9-7 record, a non-playoff year. They're hoping to get back to the playoffs and contend for the Super Bowl, which this year, of course, will be played at MetLife Stadium right over our shoulders. Well, the Giants linebacker depth chart is 6 deep at least, and it's interchangeable at this point. According to Coach Jim Herman, that's kind of the way the Giants are looking at it.
Well, I've always told my guys the expectation is for the position. If you're the will linebacker in the game on Sunday, the expectations are for that position. Not the guy, not the person, not the individual, but for the position. This is what the Will linebacker does at the New York Giants. This is what the Mike linebacker does at the New York Giants. Not just a guy, not his name, but the position. And to me, the better we get as a unit, all three units, the better we're going to be.
So I'm guessing what he's saying is it's not the name on the back there. It's the name on the front.
Yeah, but usually it's the guy out there making the tackle. So I don't really know. But the linebacker position with the New York Giants currently isn't going to be like the linebacker position it was when LT and Banks and all those guys were there, because it's a 3-4 defense. Back then. Now it's a 4-3. It's more geared towards the defensive lines are the stars of this defense as opposed to the linebackers.
And there's a look at the depth chart right now. The middle linebackers, Herzlick Connor, Jaquan Williams, Keith Rivers, all good players, and they're all getting some reps. It's all very meaningful for all of them. What do you see from the middle linebackers as you look at that group? Who can really stand out?
I think Connor can do a good job. Jaquan Williams, of course, and then Herzlick. All those guys are talented enough. The problem is you don't want a middle linebacker that's only going to be on the field for run-down situations. You want to get a guy that can stay there for a while and be an every-down player, and that means he's going to have to be able to cover. And that's one of the positions where all of these guys probably struggle a little bit. Jaquan Williams definitely has the advantage when it comes to that.
Yeah, and third down, of course, a big play in any NFL game, and that's where linebackers are coming in and out of lineups. The Giants last year were 40.6% in terms of getting it done. The opposition was better, over 42%. So Jim Herman, again, talking about how third down can be different for linebackers.
To me, the ball game's broken up into two phases, first and second down. And then, to me, third down is a completely different game, because the majority of the teams in this league are going to throw the ball every down or every play on third down. And so your mindset's different. The guys you put on the field are different.
So with that being said, as you look at the linebacker depth chart again, who's going to be coming in on third down, do you think, in most situations?
It's probably going to be Paysinger and Jaquan Williams. Those are both of the most athletic guys, are able to do the most in terms of covering tight ends. Coach Herman's absolutely right. When you get to third down, they're throwing the ball all the time. They're going with that big safety with three safeties, and those are the positions where you're going to have to get most of your defense from in those third down situations.
Let's go to our Twitter question, shall we? With Keith Rivers still healthy after week in camp, how much can we expect from him this year, do you think?
I think he's going to have a bounce back year. Usually when a guy comes in from another team and the second year is really starts to understand the Giant way and stops fighting situations and starts going with it. And the guy has talent. I thought he was talented when he played for Cincinnati, when I played against him. It just sometimes the injury bug holds you back. But I think this year he's going to put it all together, and let's hope.
Hey, 6'2", 235, come from that great USC program. We're all rooting for Keith Rivers and the Giants linebacking crew as well. All right, thanks to Amani Toomer. I'm Mike Crispino. We thank you for joining us. Giants Training Camp Live all throughout Giants Training Camp for 2013. Back with you throughout the week. Stay tuned with us, 6 o'clock. We'll have a half-hour wrap-up of how the Giants are doing in Training Camp Live. And it's fueled by Hess. Our next show, Tuesday night, as the Giants get Monday off this week.